while Ardsdale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
I've got to tell you something. So my name is Beryl St. James, and I'm a little bit indisciplined at times. I'm not what you call one of the proper pastors that is all very well behaved and carries themselves in that way. So one of the first things I want to do is to ask you, can I take my shoes off?
Yes.
I put them on so that you knew I had shoes. Bless you, thank you. So I'm a married lady of 34 years.
Oh no, don't worry.
Yeah. With, between us we had five, but recently, unfortunately, one of my sons passed. And I'm one of the ministers over at Shiloh Worship Centre, but I do a lot of work within the community. So today I'm wearing my most Ukrainian dress. Do you like my dress?
Yes.
Do the men like my dress?
Yes.
That's a challenging question, isn't it? Today, the scripture that was read was from 2 Samuel. And the topic is, who dropped you? And I'm just going to give you a little bit of the background to what was going on. It was a time of war. So Jonathan Saul, am I doing something? Oh, bless you. So the nurse that was carrying the child, Mephibosheth, the child belonged to Jonathan. And you could see there was a state of panic. She needed to run. So her choice was to pick up the child, and she picked him up from a position of love. But in her running, either she tripped, but the child fell from her arms. Unfortunately, the child became disabled. And as you can see, I walk around with a crutch, in that I've needed to have my right hip, my left knee, a part of my shoulder. So I'm full of metal. So when I go through the airport, it sets off all the signals in there, and they kind of look at you a little bit strange, and I have to explain. And if you look at that child's life, at 5 years old, he became disabled. So we used to use words in the UK of handicap. We don't use those words anymore. We use disability. And if you look at his life, he was living in a place called Lodabar. And what Lodabar is exactly as lower the bar. It was a desert, a place of pestilence, not the greatest place to live. But he was the child of a king. Is that not interesting that he was living in Lodabar purely because of a disability? How often do we exclude people because of the way that they look, or because of their nationality, or they don't come from the same tribe? And for you Jamaicans who like to call everybody else Small Island, I know, Jamaicans, you can fall out with me later. No problem. My parents are from Jamaica. But if you look at how discrimination can work, now imagine how he felt. And I'm going to ask you the question, have you ever been dropped? How did you feel? Because dropping isn't always a bad thing. And you're thinking, this woman's a lunatic. No. Sometimes when people or situations drop you, it allows God to take you into a different place, to see a different situation. Sometimes God will let that thing happen to you in order to bring you out to his greater glory. And there are so many examples of this. And you will say, well, you're walking around with your crutches. God has taken me with my crutches to places where able-bodied people could never even go. They're people that I've been able to witness to minister, to share, that they have poured things into my life. That I've gotten up. There are days where I've gotten up and I've said, Lord, I have no idea how I'm going to get out of the bed, much less get to where I need to. And when I've got there, I've met people who have no arms, but are giving God thanks. So when everybody says, clap your hands, they're there laughing, going, well, that's going to be a good one for me, because I ain't got none, but there is still a joy. If you look at the life of Joseph, where Joseph's dad, without realizing, dropped his son right in it. He really did. You're the dad, you've got this many children, but you gave one child a beautiful coat. The coat that he gave to him was spectacular. Joseph, being the show-off that he is, look at my coat, look at my dress. And of course, everybody's looking, and everybody's like, well, how comes? What about me? How comes I don't have a coat? How comes? Now, instead of Joseph, as the youth would say, lower it, he was doing too much. Showing everybody, properly showing off. And it upset his family. But through that situation, here's the first bit of dropping that happened to Joseph. His brothers dropped him into a pit. And you imagine that your own flesh and blood. The next part of the story is, which most people don't realize, is that the people who bought Joseph were his cousins. If you check the history of the travelers who bought Joseph, their family as well. So here's the next piece of dropping. Has your family dropped you? Have you fallen out with a parent over something? A neighbor? Suddenly found yourself being dropped. But it didn't stop there for Joseph, because the next part, Joseph ends up in Egypt. And Egypt's a nice place at the moment, but it still ain't the best. It's not where you come from. He gets to Egypt and he's in a nice home and everything's looking, yeah, this is not too bad. Until the woman decides, I want him to drop into my bed. Whole heap of dropping going on here. Touch the person next to you and say, don't get dropped into somebody else's bed. I'm playing. Because I know you're all good Christians and you're all well behaved. But having been dropped into a pit, you're now dropped into a cell because Potiphar's wife, with her lies, he ends up being arrested. So now, he's on the sex offender list. Say, ouch. And you ain't done nothing. Now you've gone another step lower. That's more dropping. And I can't imagine that the prisons would be anything like the prisons that we have today. I can't imagine. Because if you go back and if you've been to places in Israel and Egypt, you will see the conditions under which he was living. This is a man that's come from a beautiful family with a nice, big, lovely, lovely coat, plenty to eat, suit yourself, and suddenly you're in a dungeon. But this is what I was saying to you, that sometimes where you are dropped into situations, and it's often nothing to do with anything you've done, but you have to trust God. I was so encouraged when I came in and I saw, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you when you are in your prison cell. Providing you didn't commit the crime, of course. I'm just saying to you that he would not have come to the rescue if those situations had not dropped him into it. Here's the celebration part. When you find yourself being dropped, what do you do? Have you become bitter? Have you become that feeling of rejection? Have you become somebody who's become a man pleaser or men pleasers? In order for the spirit, see, one of the things with rejection tells you that you're not good enough. You're not the right shape, you're not the right color, you're not. It's always about you're not. And how some people compensate for the spirit of rejection is that they bend over backwards to try and please that person, to try and bring that person back on site, to the extent where they allow themselves to become abused. Have you seen that situation I'm talking about? The rejection, oh, I don't want to be, and they still can be rejected. Rejection is something, it's a very, very powerful grip if you let it take hold. Understanding why someone dropped you or a situation has dropped you, sometimes you will never get the understanding of it because you've done nothing wrong. But how you behave and how you react will determine what will happen to you. And according to your word on the wall here, God is with you wherever you go. Watching Joseph's plan coming back up, as he came back up to become governor, that position, he could have stayed in the cell and decided, I'm not saying nothing to nobody. Even though I have the word and I have the vision, he could have said to the kingsman, I'm not going to interpret your dream because it's not fair and I shouldn't be here and I didn't do nothing wrong. I'm not speaking to nobody and I'm going to sulk and push up my face. I'm sorry, is that biblical? Do we all know about push up face? Or the young people say side eye. Any youngsters in here? Have I said the right thing? Is it side? No, you're way too young. You don't know side eye, Pastor. He could have decided in the midst of being dropped, I am going to take a position of complete negativity. And with that can come discouragement. See, discouragement is one of those things that affect more people than you would ever realize when you become discouraged. There's a story of two towns, and particularly the Wright town. In Wright town, everybody loved each other. They cared for each other. They were just so into one another. There was nothing that you could bring within that town. So a group of spirits got together and decided, we're going to mash up this town because these people are just way too nice. So the spirit of lying came and said, you know what, I'm going to go over to that town and I'm going to start telling lies and see how quickly I can break down the town. Lies went off, and every time a liar turned up, the people in Wright Town said, no, lie, we're not having none of that. So lie went back to the other spirits and said, I failed, they won't have it. And all sorts of different spirits went over to try and bring the town down, and each time. And then finally, one of the little tiny ones, tiniest little one ever, discouragement. A discouragement said, let me go over there. I'm going to show you how to destroy individuals. And all the spirits were laughing. You are so small. Us the fornicators, us the adulterers, us the thieves, us the liars, us the hypocrites. We've been over there. We can't break that town. And discouragement said, watch me. I might be small, but let me show you what I can do. And discouragement went over, and just little seeds. And before long, discouragement started to take in. So they were having meetings, and only two or three people came, and the leader became discouraged. and they were doing all sorts of activities, and because the participation, or where people had failed to turn up for events, whatever, it wasn't long before the town started to crumble. When you have been dropped, if you allow the situation to completely discourage you, you can find yourself in a spiral. That's a hard thing to hear, because when pain comes towards you, it can completely leave you numb. Now, I know none of you have ever been dropped. You've never experienced that feeling. What did you say, sir? You've never been dropped, sir. It's never happened to you. Nobody's ever rejected you. No, you don't know. Look at you. You're way too smiley. Way too smiley. But you are smiling. You are on your feet. You're on your way. You're still keeping going, keeping going, keeping going. For those who couldn't hear, he said, I'm waiting for the next drop. I'm not making light of it. I'm just saying to you that sometimes when it happens. Now, you imagine the nurse that was carrying that child. Today being Mother's Day. As a nurse, she was there to look after him. And that child slipped through her hand. Imagine the pain that she undergoes. And we don't often, when we read this story, think of the nurse, because she has now taken on the pain of having dropped the child, albeit accidentally. Sometimes we drop people accidentally and we don't forgive ourselves. You're still carrying on, no. You've apologized, you've said sorry, let it go. Because you didn't do it on purpose. Now, if you do it on purpose, that's a whole nother ball game. Who dropped you? And what have you done about it? Are you still carrying the scars of being dropped? See, Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, and they are not to harm you, but they are to bring you to a great end. So if at this time within your life you know that there's a situation that you need to tackle, maybe there's somebody that you need to speak with. Maybe it's a parent, a loved one. Maybe it's somebody who didn't even realize that they'd hurt and dropped you. Seize the day. Maybe it's about making a quick phone call when you leave here. Maybe it's simply about letting it go. You are so much more than that situation. You are so much potential. There's so much within you. Sometimes it's very difficult to let go of the past. But if you don't let go of the past, you will not have the capacity to hold the future. Can be difficult. Mums, we know what it's like when the children, the temptation to professionally drop your children. And I don't mean physically, but sometimes your children are at that place where, Lord have mercy, help me, Lord. Sorry, I forgot, you're all good Christians. So you don't know what I'm talking about. But God is gracious. He is merciful. And he's enabled us to be able to come together and come before him and pour our hearts out. So today I ask you, who dropped you? Don't go home without putting it right. On Friday, a dear, dear friend of ours, Pastor Vashti, young woman, had a massive heart attack. And died completely unexpectedly. But the interesting thing is that when we read her word for the day, she said, Lord, I will be with you. I will give my service unto you unto death. And 14 hours later, completely out of the blue, I'm not saying to you that you're going to die, because you can be living and still be dead. Because you are dead to love, you are dead to caring, you're completely and emotionally dead. But if there is something that you want to tackle, you need someone to go with you. Get a friend.
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.